Monitor 68, happy to do all the moving for you. Later this half hour, our destination is Kansas for some income tax expert tips. 3 minutes from now, we'll visit a movie set in Paris where actor Omar Sharif talks food, sports, and the overall pace of life, comparing the U.S. and European versions of all three. Bob Crew Generation, and I'm sure you recognize the theme from Moulin Rouge. Actually, that's where we're headed next. Paris, to visit with one of today's most exotic movie matinee idols. Tall, dark, mustachioed, and handsome, Omar Sharif is a soft-spoken man. Born in Egypt, schooled in England, athletic, he's just about every gal's ideal man. But sorry, girls, he's happily married. Has a lovely wife and a handsome 11-year-old son named Tarak. Omar believes Parisian women are the most attractive women in the world. He has equally interesting views on food, sports, and life in the United States, which he shares with Monitor on a movie set in Paris.
Omar, what about your experiences of working in the United States? Now, you did two pictures, McKenna's Gold and Funny Girl, and you never worked there before, yet everybody in the States knew of you and had seen you.
Yes, you see, I usually am cast playing a foreigner of some kind. No one knows exactly what country I come from, really, in films. And it's a very fortunate thing because I can play lots of various nationalities. And mostly the pictures I've made so far were being shot in Europe, where there are lots of parts for Latins and all sorts of foreign gentlemen. Finally, I got this opportunity to do a Western, which was a dream that I had always, to do a good Western. I once took my son last year to see a picture called The Professionals, which he enjoyed so much, and I watched him watching the picture, and I thought, well, I've got to do a Western to make him proud of me and kill a lot of people and be very good with guns. And that was the first opportunity I had of going to the United States. And while I was there, they asked me to do Funny Girl as well, so I was there for 8 months. What I found there was that, well, the whole thing is terribly, terribly efficient. You know, you have a feeling, really, that you're in the hands of experts, people who know exactly what they're doing. This is, of course, a great advantage. I like it here just as well, because although they're much less efficient, but the whole thing has a lot of charm. You know, where you feel people are much more fallible. They make mistakes, and they joke about it, and a lot of time is wasted, and, you know, you can waste a lot of time, because everybody does waste a lot of time, and people are much lazier and much more carefree. But in the studios in Hollywood, for instance, you know, where people are very conscious how much it costs every minute. And generally speaking, life in the United States is that way. You know, people grab lunch, or you grab a sandwich or a hamburger or a salad or something. It takes half an hour. Well, here, no one would dream of having lunch in less than 2 hours and putting their feet, as they say, under the table and sitting down and...
What about the little things in the United States, you know, hamburgers and you know, our habits, baseball, our sports,
yes,
and the rest of it?
Well, I love the sports. No, but you know, the food, it's good and it's bad. It's good because everybody eats well. I mean, well enough. You can always have a hamburger. You can always eat meat, you know. It doesn't cost much. You have a steak, but also it's bad because it's sort of mechanical. You've had one hamburger, you've had them all practically with very little differences, you know, and you have a steak and a salad. I don't know what else to order when I'm there, unless you go to very expensive restaurants where they have all sorts of French cuisine and English, etc. But normal food, if you go to normal restaurants, the only thing you can order is steak and salad or lobster or something, but that's it. There's no variety. The helpings are too large. People eat one course, which is enormous, as opposed to in Paris, you eat four courses, very small, so you have four different lovely tastes going through your palate, as opposed to a lot of one thing, which is always, when you order a salad in America, they bring you a big bowl like this with about a 2 pounds of salad on it, you know, I don't know how much. The steak is enormous. I can never go through one.
Did you go out and see any baseball games?
Yes, I did. I saw a lot on television because I was working, and I had my occasional bets with my friends at the studio on the World Series. I was there at the time, and I went to see a couple of football games because I was a fan of the Rams and of UCLA, and I went to see the wonderful UCLA SC game, which was a thriller.
So you had no trouble in adapting yourself to enthusiasm for American sports?
No, not at all.
Thank you very much. It's been delightful to talk to you.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Omar Sharif, who is doing a picture here, Marling. He's the star of it. We're talking to you right from the set here on the studio in a sector of Paris called Boulogne-Billancourt. This is John Cannon from Paris for Monitor.
new one by the Strawberry Street Singers, and that title, Not On Your Nelly, certainly brings back memories of similar expletives, like Not On Your Tintype, or Not On Your Best Day of the Week, and of course, Not On Your Life. Well, you remember a few for a while Monitor takes a one-minute break, but don't go too far. Because in a matter of about 4 minutes, an income tax expert gives some good free advice on this year's tax changes, especially on medical expenses, education, overlooked deductions, senior citizens, and the old question, which is best, short form or long? Tax advice shortly on the Monitor Beacon. Nationwide, it's NBC. And it's 20 minutes past the Monitor hour. Trini Lopez sings, Sally was a good old girl.
Sally used to carry my books to school. Sally was a good old girl. She helped me with my homework because I was a fool. Sally was a good old girl. If I wanted a kiss or a little bit of sweet, she was always willing to do her best to please. The girls made to love and not to tease. Sally was a good old girl. Well, Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. No matter what the regrets, she gave me her best. Sally was a good old girl. Aha! Now her folks were poor and she helped all she could. Sally was a good old girl. She was the hardest working girl in the neighborhood. Sally was a good old girl. Well, she walked up and down the street all day, selling neckties to the ones who'd pay. If you didn't have the money, she would give them away. Sally was a good old girl. Well, 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 Sally was a flower child. Man, oh man, she was wild. No matter what the regrets, she'd give you her best. Sally was a good old girl. Of the men, Sally was a good old girl, and all the other girls despised her then. Sally was a good old girl. Could you believe me that Sally never minded, she never cared. She kept on working and doing her share. She wound up married to a millionaire. Sally was a good old girl. Well, 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 Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. Yes, no matter what the regret, she give you her best. Sally was a good old girl. 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 Sally was a good old girl.
Just in case you haven't noticed, income tax time is here again. You must file your federal return by midnight, April 15th. Now, there are some changes in the income tax laws this year which affect medical expenses, education, and particularly older citizens. Monitor visits with Henry Block, president of the Nationwide Income Tax Service, for the latest advice, information, and tips to help you with this annual chore.
Henry, it seems to be a fact that income tax regulations are never the same from 1 year to the next. What are some of the most important changes we'll have to deal with this year?
Dell, there were very few changes made this year. The largest change, by far, is in the medical expense field. And as you probably know, and as will affect most taxpayers, medical expenses can only be deducted when they amount to over a certain amount of the taxpayer's income. This year, however, for the first time, hospitalization insurance may be deducted up to $150 without regard to this limitation. This change should affect almost every taxpayer, so that if they, say, spend $200 for hospitalization insurance and they do not have enough medical expenses to count, they can still take half of this amount and deduct it as a medical expense. In addition to this, one change in medical, which is really going to hurt the older citizens of this country, is that in this year, for the first time, they will not be able to deduct all their medical. They will come under the same 1% and 3% limitations as you and I do. And this will really hurt. But, of course, to counterbalance this, the government has said there will be no limitation on medical expenses. They can deduct in full without regard to any limit. But I believe it will really hurt the older citizens much more than will help them. The only other change I can think of that might affect a few people is in the education field. The government has greatly broadened the deductions that someone obtaining education can take off of his tax return.
Could you give an example?
Yes, an example might be a teacher who has been teaching mathematics. And now he desires to be a science teacher. So he goes to school to take certain subjects to qualify him for a science teacher. This year, for the first time, he can deduct his cost of that training.